Welcome to the Friday Coffee Club, a look at news stories and events in our region with Janice Puska.
Good morning and welcome to our show. Kapuskasing native Paul Lefebvre has become a well-known politician in the Sudbury region. He spent 6 years as an MP in Ottawa, and now his next step has him running for mayor of Greater Sudbury against a current incumbent, Brian Bigger. We caught up with Paul Lefebvre, where we talked about how his hometown helped to start his political interest. Here's more in our conversation.
Certainly, growing up in Kapuskasing, I never thought I'd see myself certainly doing this level of politics. That being said, certainly I'm now, after doing almost 6 years in Ottawa and now trying to become the next mayor of Sudbury, certainly there was a flame lit somewhere. And I think that was the community engagement that at Cité des Jeunes or just in the community of Kapuskasing, getting involved and having fun. And that's where I think I got the bug or the interest of wanting to get involved in the community. So that's how I think Kapuskasing and certainly my time at the high school of Cité des Jeunes helped me to get to where I am today.
Were there a couple of teachers that maybe kind of gave you that little bit of extra push or inspiration?
You know, there was a few of them for sure that it certainly, they just encouraged me. I remember Marius Ouellette, the music teacher, certainly encouraged me to pursue passion. And then he was followed up by Luc Guillot for a few years. He also kind of, you know what, they thought that certainly on the musical side, I had a bit of talent and just teachers giving you confidence, right? Gérard Carrière was the principal at the high school as well. So just having teachers believe in you, it goes a long, long way. And so I think a lot of the teachers that I had at Cité was a very positive influence for me. And also I played hockey. And so I had a few coaches there, Ed Carter back in the day. And so I think people underestimate, certainly in a small town like Cap, the positive influence they could have on the next generation just by believing in them and by listening to them and by giving them that time of day that they certainly deserve.
Well, you've done a lot down in the Sudbury area, as you mentioned, almost 6 years in Ottawa with the House of Commons. Talk about that experience and how that's kind of helped you prepare you for what you're about to do now.
Yeah, well, certainly, like I said, certainly being in Sudbury, raising my family here, being a lawyer, getting really involved in the community. For me, back in 2014, decided to go into federal politics. I wanted to change. I wanted a positive change of what I could bring back to my community. That's kind of what I did. And certainly back last year during COVID, being home had a big influence. It was as a member of parliament in Ottawa, you're gone half the year. So you miss a lot of what your kids are doing. And my kids are teenagers, so I didn't want to miss any of that. And I was fortunate to make that decision on my own. And certainly, so I decided not to do politics and just go back to my businesses. And now just looking at what's going on in my community again at the municipal level, I want to contribute and certainly bring a positive tone to City Hall here in Sudbury. And there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of work that can be done. And certainly that's what inspires me to ask the people of Sudbury for the confidence to perform in that job.
We appreciate Paul Lefebvre taking time from his busy schedule to join us and wish him the best of luck in his political career. For more information on the Coffee Club and to catch up on past episodes, head over to our website at mykapuskasingnow.com. We'll talk to you next week.